University of Alaska Fairbanks civil and environmental engineering professor J. Leroy Halsey was contracted to look into the collapse of World Trade Center 7 by the nonprofit group Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Halsey released research findings Wednesday, which contradict an official conclusion by the National Institute of Standards and Technology that fire brought down the 47-story office building.
Our study shows the fire was not the cause.
Halsey, a forensic engineer and expert on the effects of temperature on structures, says there's no other example of fire collapsing a steel frame building like WTC 7. The high-rise collapsed freefall straight into its footprint in just a few seconds. Halsey and graduate assistants spent 2 years analyzing the effects of fire on the structure, employing computer models fed with precise details from original building plans.
From that computer model, then we began to look at, piece by piece, how things behaved, and then began to answer questions about what's truly going on, and then start putting the puzzle back together.
Halsey says an upcoming progressive collapse simulation will show what had to fail to bring the building down in freefall fashion. Halsey says he's still finalizing the model and would not answer what he believes caused the high-rise to catastrophically fail.
I'm going to let you have an imagination about that.
Even though Halsey won't go there, others assert that the collapse of the evacuated World Trade Center 7 building late in the day on September 11, 2001, resulted from controlled demolition using explosives. The National Institute of Standards and Technology did not respond to a request for comment by deadline. Professor Halsey has made all his research materials available for peer and public review. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.